views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is October the 3rd, 2017, is a Tuesday. And we are looking forward to having a great show with you all today. Definitely, definitely looking forward to that. In today's show, very rarely do I have special guests that will come on, but I have a special guest coming on today. And the sister's name, she's a recording artist, phenomenal sister, and her name is Lakonda Davies. I'm going to introduce you all to Lakonda Davies. Some of you may have heard some of her work before, but this is a phenomenal, phenomenal spirit that I want to introduce to you in a more intimate way and can see what she's doing and what she's building. So looking forward to that. And today's show is The Power in Our Value is Greater Than the Sum of Man's Economy, and plus the special guest that I just announced to you all, this phenomenal recording artist. And I would just say this about this individual. Prince is definitely a musical genius, and this young lady is very similar to Prince in that she's self-taught in all of her music. She doesn't read music. She plays all of her instruments. She does all of her arrangements and everything else. But the difference is that Prince was as much of a genius that he was. He really wasn't a singer, but he was able to arrange his voice with everything else, and it was just flawless. And this sister has those same, in my opinion, has those same attributes. And believe me, she's well established, and we'll talk about that, and you'll see what I mean by that as well. So looking forward to her, because we want to definitely support what we're doing and what we're building. And this sister definitely, definitely cares about our community, our young people, our elderly, our culture that needs to be reestablished, and she likes to do it through frequencies, the harmony of frequencies. So definitely want to, we'll get into that. I believe Lakonda will be in right around 5:15, so about in 11 minutes. So we'll hurry up and get everything in. We'll abbreviate some things as we go forward. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question for Lakonda, you could definitely give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Express your overall opinions of the sister. And believe me, you're going to be quite delighted in her overall attributes and her skills. So give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, you know, hit star, star. So let's get into it. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there on the homepage, you'll see where you can actually give some of your financial energy. The only support that this network has is from you, the the listener, you, the contributor, you, the one that the station and the demographics of this station was put had in mind in putting it together, is the only ones that are supporting it. And so we would ask for you to give some of your financial energy to ensure that we will be able to transmit in the future and be able to synthesize our overall collective direction that's in our best overall interest for those that we have yet not named. So definitely please go to the website and you'll find the overall donation prompt that's there. Hit it and it will lead you into how you could give and be a supporter of Black Talk Radio Network. I always say, don't just eat the fruit, please feed the roots. Next, also you could, how you can, another way in which you can support the network is that you can be a part of this social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a organic way and a more holistic way, I would say a more holistic way for you to engage in all of your social media activities, and while supporting Black Talk Radio Network. For only $24 a year, you can post things about you, your business, things that you think needs more attention. I'm going to post things, stuff about LaConda Davies, where you can find her music and just some promotional things about her. Her great works there, and that's what Black Talk, that's what BTR Community was created for, was just for that, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. So everyone, please continue to support BTR Community, $24 a year, okay? Also, if you would like to save as a lady and a gentleman or as a king and a queen, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is www.prosperityMint.com, and look at what's in inventory there. Then please make sure you do this part of it. Even if you purchased from the website before, make sure that you email info@prosperitymint.com and just say, hey, I purchased before. And so someone can get in contact with you because there are some things, promotional things and things that you could be eligible for, but by not doing that, you're not able to do that. And that's not a marketing ploy where they're going to use your number for database or call you or anything else. It's just purely for you and some things that you need to know that's in your best interest. And believe me, that is very, very, very important, okay? So Prosperity Mint. Also, if you would like to trade in the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us through rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. My overall cryptocurrency portfolio is doing extremely well, better than I expected, and I would like to share that with you all, and we will definitely do that. So please engage that, rcryptocurrency.com. Acquire one Bitcoin by way of your family, friends, put it together and put it into that trading platform, and it will do very well. And then also, I will contact you. You can text me, 951-790-8330, and I will definitely help you out with that and show you some of the things that's been very beneficial to me and to the family. And I want to share that with you because we're definitely going to need that. And it doesn't, let me just say this, it doesn't require a large sum of cash, you know, as little as $300, as little as $200, or as little as $100. You could do it, and you could start the overall gaining in, from that. And I'm definitely, you know, some of you that have, now you see why I was talking to my man Roz, and Roz was like, oh, man, for the days. Now I see why you say what you say on air and everything else. And so it's not that sometimes there's some things I can't say on air because there's a responsibility that I have, but also in a private conversation, there's a relationship that's more important that I like to foster and to nurture into a full fruition of what the possibilities of all could be. So definitely want to do that. Get us there. So let me jump into what's in the news. I'm not going to be able to get into everything that's what's in the news right away because we have our special guest coming on. But what I will do is I will come back to what's in the news depending on how the overall show goes with our special guest, the recording artist known as LaConda Davies. And so we'll read some of it and then we'll get back to it. Today's show is "The Power in Our Value is Greater Than the Sum of Man's Economy," plus a special guest, and that special guest is recording artist LaConda Davies. So, and I wanted to name the show this because the value, our value is so much greater, and we start focusing on that value, we will be able to do so many things and create so many things and have our own self-determining sovereign directions. And you know, Lakonda Davies is a great example of that because she has a vault of music that she wrote. She's written music for movies. She's written scores. She's written she's actually was nominated for a Grammy. So this sister is real. This sister is extremely, but I don't want to get too much in and let her tell it all and to just to expose you and introduce you to her. But we all have these different types of capabilities and talents that we need to nurture and really walk away from a system that absolutely siphons that and actually manipulates it for their overall gain. Ways and means. Our way of life provides for someone else's means of life. When our talents and abilities should be first fostering the strength within ourselves and growing outward. But let me get into what's in the news real quick before our special guest, recording artist Lakonda Davies, comes on. So, first article, my man Roz posted this one from Popular Science. When hurricanes finally pass, it spreads deadly diseases in its wake. This is extremely important. This article, thank you, Roz. This article is extremely important. At the seminar, I actually spoke to a person that was connected to this on a official way, and this was exactly the conversation that we had over the weekend. Yes, this is so, so important, and it's by design. So we'll definitely touch on this soon. And my man, let me see, is L.A. Ramon in? Yes, L.A. Ramon is at you. L.A. Ramon, give me a call because I want to do something on Thursday, what we talked about, okay? So definitely want to do that, L.A. Ramon. All right, so let me hurry up before we get into, because I'm going to have to introduce our special guest. Next article, Ross posted this one from NPR.org. ACLU sues to increase access to abortion pill. Man. So much there. Next article, Roz posted that one. This is from The Guardian. Move this down. U.S. orders 15, Roz posted this one from The Guardian. U.S. order 15 Cuban diplomats to leave Washington embassies over the sonic attacks. Yes, so much more going on there. Great posting there, Roz. Next article, Roz posted this one from Time Magazine. Breast cancer death drops nearly 40% in the U.S. Great article. Next article, Roz posted this one from CNN Money, which I call Cerebrally Naive Network. Freezing credit, not so easy. Identity theft nightmare. It's the fear of losing money. Check out that article. Next article, one of the ones that I posted, very, very important, and we get to it today. We're going to commingle that with one of the articles that Roz, the first article that Roz posted. I got this from The Sun. South Korea banks brace for electromagnetic pulse attack from Kim. So check out that article. And then there's a couple of more that I have posted. We'll get back to them, but I don't want to get too much into those because I want to definitely bring up our special guest. I'm looking. Just want to make sure that she is not in queue waiting for me. And no, she's not. Let me see. Okay, one second. And I am, okay, I'm on the board, good to go. No, I don't see her, so she's very punctual, so she'll probably jump in right on time. So we'll definitely wait for that. So in the meantime, one second, let me just, okay. Good. Okay, cool, got it. All right, so definitely looking forward to that. And so I would ask for you all with our special guest, you want to hear some of her music, hear her story. And if you have any questions or comments, and I'm going to tell you, don't want to spoil. I kind of spoil some things about her and what she's about. But I'm going to let her. You can see that this individual is a beautiful spirit inside and out. And it's just something about the creative energy of those that can take the frequencies and commingle them into a melody and a tapestry of for our lives is very, very, very special. So definitely looking forward to having our special guests. So just going to be waiting for that to happen. And in the meantime, I just want to say this. After our special guest, LaKonda Davies, comes on, introduce her music, then we're going to go into, if we still have a show after that. And if you've never called into the show before, you definitely want to do that then. Hold on 1 second. She's calling my cell phone. 1 second, you all. Give me 1 second. Sorry about that, everyone. So, sorry for the dead air. Our special guest had just called my cell phone. Just needed some clarity, so she just said she had to do one thing, and then she'll be right in on the conversation, and we'll get going. So, definitely, we'll want to do that. And some of the things that we'll do today. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, then I would definitely encourage you all to call about your questions, make your comments about the artist's music. And I know, and believe me, I don't want to give it away. Just you all will be the judge of it all. So the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And all of her music is hers. Everything is hers. There are some songs that was collaborations with others, but and her work is absolutely phenomenal, and we'll talk about how to get that. And I think that it's so important for us to start to bring out all of our talents, because they are all priceless. So important. So we'll definitely get into that. But then after that, if we still have a show, because I won't be surprised if it goes the whole show length, because she's that deep. But there's some things I definitely want to talk to you about. You know, it was last week that I said that we are in the false flag phase, and I said that you should be expecting some major false flags to happen relatively soon. And lo and behold, those have, in my opinion, have now shown their faces. And I didn't want to comment too much yesterday, but I'm going to make comment on a couple of things and where this, in my opinion, where this is going because of the season that we're in. After the false flag, and we are coming out of the false flag season, ladies and gentlemen, and the season that precedes the false flag season is actually the overall hostile engagements globally. And I just want, as you all know, here at Tando Radio Show, what we're all about. We just want you to be in a position of advantage for when that happens, and be able to sustain yourself. Not only that, is to seize on the opportunities and not to be actively victimized by the malevolent agenda. And that's what my goal is, and this is why we named it Tando Radio Show. Actually, the golden voice of Black Talk Radio Network, CC, was actually came up with the name, because I said was, CC, I want something with love that has to do with love. She said, oh, what about Tando? Bam, that was it. So I love CC. And as a matter of fact, I need to get in contact with CC. I haven't talked to CC in a little bit, so I need to reach out to her. So definitely looking forward to today's show, and we need to, and if we're not able to do it today, we'll do it a little bit later. And then we'll also inject, I think Brother Davis is in queue, and he'll come in and talk about his side of the show. Oh, she's there. Let me pull her up. Our special guest is there. Let me unmute her. LaKonda, is that you?
This is I.
Welcome to Tando Radio Show. Tando means love. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, and I just want to say I love you, sister. I love your spirit. I love your talents and just love who you are, and our audience is eagerly waiting to hear from you, so I just want to say thank you for taking out from your busy, busy schedule to come on the Tando Radio Show that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's up, Lakonda? How are you?
I'm very
LCD.
Very
what's happening?
I'm good, and thank you for having me on the show today.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let me just give a formal introduction as to who you are, and you can add, you know, some things to it, because we definitely want our listening audience to know who you are. And then after that, I want to play them a sample of your brilliance, of your creativity, and then we can open up to so that our audience can hear who you are and why your overall work and your overall agenda is something that definitely needs our overall community support. So Lakonda Davies was born in Lake Village, Arkansas, and she comes from a family of singers. So she's got it honestly, and has exhibited remarkable singing and songwriting ability since the age of 5 years old. Okay, so she's a prodigy. Ooh. She has a natural vocals and her her songwriting abilities, and has performed and with many artists, and she's impressed all over the world. And she's had sung with the likes of Erykah Badu, Yarbrough and Peoples, Peter Pablo, Mystical, Jaheim, so many more. And she also attended Booker T. Washington School for the Performing Arts and for the School of Performing and Visual Arts. And so you have a wealth of talent here as a special guest for you all, and I can't wait to introduce this sister and her music, and you will see how she resonates. This is a high frequency individual. So Lakonda, welcome to Tando Radio Show, and once again, thank you for being you.
Thank you.
Now, Lakonda, if you would just, you know, when I met Lakonda through a one of my business partners and business associates on another radio show that we do, and Lakonda came in. Let me just tell you how Lakonda came in as we were doing the show, and there are certain people that walk with a presence. I call it a command presence, and they have a beautiful aura about them. And so this spirit came into the building and came into the room and just took over, but it wasn't a forceful taking over. It was a peaceful, serene taking over as to being able to share. And that's when right away I said, okay, this sister gets it. And then when she started talking about some of her aspirations and some of her goals and some of the things that she wants to do, I was completely sold. But I'm going to let her do that and explain that to you. But Lakonda, tell us a little bit about you, your background, what you've been doing in the recording industry, and what some of the things that you want to do. Just introduce yourself to our audience, and then I'm going to play a song that's your song for them, and I know that they're thoroughly, thoroughly going to enjoy it, because I know I did. I played it since you sent it to me today for today's show. So Lakonda, if you would tell our audience a little bit about you, or whatever you want to elaborate on, and tell them who you are as far as what you want to do, because you really captured my overall spirit with your vision for young people and nurturing their talents and their abilities. So tell us about you, Lakonda.
All right, well, about me, well, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm also a producer engineer, and I'm also a movie score producer. And so I do all of these things. I've trained myself to do all of these things. And, you know, I've been writing since a kid. I've been singing since a kid, a young child. Didn't know I could sing until somebody said, girl, you can sing. So I knew then. And so what I've been doing is I've been really just making myself, I want to say, I'll say this. I've been making myself more powerful by
yes.
continuing to write and continuing to produce my own music and, you know, and continuing to, you know, to learn how to do these things for myself. And so it has made me powerful to where I don't have to depend on anyone. And so, but I need people. I'm working on the craft, but I still need people. But I know that the less people I have, you know, doing for me, the more power I have, and the more I can, you know, control what I'm doing. So I've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Latonya.
Okay, so I've been doing that. So I've been writing. I have a catalog of over 200 songs that I've written, produced. They're recorded, copywritten, and they're just sitting in an archive. And you know, when I feel like a certain person needs to hear it, or a radio station, I send it out like, hey, listen to this. And so I just have an archive of, I do every genre of music. I do pop, rock, alternative, R&B, classical. I do all of it. I do every genre. There's not one genre that I don't touch. And I love it, and I can do it flawlessly. There's like, I don't know how. Of this world. But I'm able to do all these genres, able to play it, able to write it, and able to touch people's, you know, spirits with it, because I can relate to so many things. Because I've been through so many things, so I can relate, and I can write, and I can pull the words out, you know, that people need to hear to either overcome what they're going through or actually open their eyes. So that's working on the craft that I, you know, working on my craft that I, you know, this blessing that I've been given. And so what I've been doing with that, outside of me sitting
let me add something, because I have a personal experience from listening to your music, and that's exactly what you do. There's you're seamless in your art, and it's you can't tell where the lines are with you. Everything flows together. You're correct. And it's not Lakonda is not bragging about what she's able to do. She's fully grateful of what she's able to do, and she wants to share it. And when she says that she can write for all genres, let me tell you, she has country, she has R&B, and let me tell you, she could go underground and flow like you couldn't believe. And let me tell you, I'm going to say it right now. It, to me, surpassed the abilities of mainstream artists that you hear now. I'm not going to say any names, but I would have loved to have Little Kim and you at your height putting something together. Oh my goodness. But what's so great about you, you have stuff that the children can listen to, because I know that's your true passion. And you have stuff that every age group, regardless of what the world categorizes you with, your resonating music speaks to them. And we're going to definitely play some of that in a minute. So you'll see that Lakonda's not bragging. She's just telling you what she can do. Now, Lakonda, tell us about some of your recent accomplishments. You know the ones that are, you know where I'm going with this one. Just to let everybody know that you're not new to the recording artist industry at all. You're a seasoned journey woman in the industry, and you know exactly how it works. And that's why I really appreciate and I admire where you're going, because you won't compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. So just tell them about some of your recent accomplishments.
Okay, the most recent accomplishment that I've endured, I've always said, everybody wants these Grammys. And I was like, I want a Grammy one day. And I was just like, how do I do this? So I prepare myself to do my research and I said, you know what? I'm going to submit my stuff to the Grammy board. I know my stuff is good enough for this. And so I sent three of my top songs I knew that were just like really, really, really good. Sent that off and found out later on that these songs were accepted and in four categories. So one of the categories was traditional R&B, and two of the categories was like pop and something else. It was like, it was two pop categories, and then one was for off of a movie soundtrack that I worked on a movie. I scored a movie, and one of the songs was on this movie, and it ended up in a category for best song for visual media. I forgot, it was like really long, and I got this feature, and I was like, oh my god. And I was like, I was accepted. I was like, you know, you're on the you're on the Grammy list for 2017. I was just like, oh my god. So
that's for one song, for multiple songs.
Multiple, three songs in four categories. I was just like, and they told me, I said, this has not been done for an independent artist to do this. And these songs I wrote and I produced them myself. So I was really, really proud of myself, because I was like, I know I'm good enough. I know I'm good enough for this. And so that proved to me that, yes, I do. I can do this. And so that was a big accomplishment. That was a really big accomplishment for me. And that was this year. And so, of course, I didn't get any Grammys, but I was fine. I was just like, I'm up there. I'm in the same categories as Katy Perry. And I looked into who was in my category, and I was like, oh, my God. So that was big for me. And so it pushed me along. It made me like, let's get it. Let's go further. And so that was one accomplishment this year. And another accomplishment was I was chosen to be a part of, I don't know how many people know who the Gap Band is, you know, with Charlie Wilson. They came.
Everybody knows who the Gap Band is. Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
So, yeah.
Everybody know who the Gap Band is on Tando Radio Show. Go ahead. Go ahead, LZ.
So they were looking for a female background singer, and so someone that had seen me, heard my music, had been playing my music on his radio show, told him about me, and like, you have to. And he was like, you need to. I sent him your music, and they told me you need to call them ASAP. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so I took my time calling back. I was like, I don't believe this. Whatever. This is a Gap Band. I used my mom and them introduced to this as a kid. I don't know who, you know, whatever. And so eventually he sent a message. He said, did you call them yet? I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and call them right now. So I called, and it was the drummer. I talked to Raymond Calhoun. And he was like, yo, I heard your stuff. You know, he's like, you don't mind. He's like, I know your name, but it's okay if I call you Lie. I was like, okay, that's cool. So he was like, yo, we heard your stuff, man. You got a really good voice. We want to, you know, we heard about you, and we want to try to see if we can get you a part of this band. So he was like, can you audition? Can you come to us? I was like, sure, where? He was like, go to Houston. So you know what I did? I got up, and the next day, I called the band director, and I was like, you're in Houston. I'm not far from you. I'm in Dallas. When do you want me to come? He was like, you can come anytime this week. I was like, what does tomorrow look like for you? He was like, okay. So I went there and went in there. I was like, I said, just to let you know, I said, although you guys are way, way older than me, I know your music. And so he was like, okay, that's good. So I was like, whatever. He's like, okay, so we're going to go over some songs, some of our hits. He's like, you're just going to sing along, and I just want to hear your voice. And I started singing, and he laughed, and he was recording me. He was like, oh, my God. He was like, that's it. He said, it's done. He said, you're in. He said, that is a wrap. He said, you got it. So I was like, okay. So I go home. I'm calling my mom, like, Ma, oh, my God, you won't believe this. And so she's like, with the who? I was like, Mom, with the Gap Band. I was like, oh, my. She's like, really? I was like, yes, Ma, I'm going on the road. So that was another accomplishment. So I did that for a few months. And then February, that ended. They did something different because, you know, things happen. And they were like, you're going to be, like, the biggest. They said, we already know that you're going to go really,
right,
really far. But, you know, but that was a really good stepping stone for me, because I met so many people, became friends with so many people. I mean, I shared the stage with Cameo, with Confunction, with Roger, you know, his son. I mean, it was, oh my God, I had so much fun and met so many good people. And so, that's another accomplishment. I did American Idol. I've done the American Idol thing. Everybody's like, you're going to go to American Idol? I'm like, no, I'm not. And then finally one day I did a karaoke, and people were in there like, you need to do American Idol. So I did the American Idol thing. Went to Hollywood. Everybody thought I was going to be the next big thing. But I was like, nah, this is a production. Y'all don't understand. I didn't give them all my information, and I wasn't going to share.
That's
it.
Right.
They said they were going to own it. Yeah, they're going to own this stuff.
Right.
So I was like,
right.
I don't care about this. I'm like, I'm going to do this, show, you know, go on stage in Hollywood and sing and not look for anything else to come out of it other than exposure. And so I did that.
There you go.
I didn't become the next American Idol. And everybody was like, wait a minute, what happened? I was like, read your contract. And I'll tell you, tell you what happened.
This is why this sister is so powerful. And you know what? Look, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know, you got us all so... Everyone has heard now. Everyone that's listening says, okay, we want to hear you. And we're going to play a couple of things that Lakonda has done, but she has a whole, she said, is a catalog. Let me rephrase that for me, just for me. Y'all know me. I'm the precious metals person. Y'all know me. It's a vault. It's a vault of music that this sister has. And she's from our community. She is from us. And she cares about us, and this is someone that we should be supporting, because she didn't do it the traditional way, even though she had the talents and abilities to do it. She said, no, I'm going to remain sovereign, self-determining. This is what we talk about here on Tando Radio Show. And she didn't sign, but that doesn't mean that her overall intrinsic value is any less. It strengthens it even more. So if you don't mind, Lakonda, I can't wait. This is one of my favorite ones, and it probably will become the anthem of Tando Radio Show, because you know, everybody in my family knows that if I love a song, I'm gonna play it over and over and over again. The kid says, Dad, you know we heard that like 7 times before. My wife will look at me and say, no, stop, that's enough. But I can't help it. It's good, because I really feel it. So hey, in her music, you will really, really feel. So Lakonda, can we go into Follow Me, if you would just introduce it, and then I will bring it in. Just tell, what was Follow Me, and what is it about? Why did you write it? Because everything that you do, like you said, these are your babies. What inspired the creation of this uniquely talented child?
Okay, what inspired me to write this song is I came to a realization in my life that I'm not the same like everybody else. And I figured out what I was supposed to do in life. I figured out my calling, and I was like, I got it. I was like, one day, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So let me prepare. And so when I started writing this song, it would basically let people know, that my friends, my family, people who are in just passing, like, look, I found the key. Follow me, and I'm going to show you how to get there. And so this is what this song is about. It's Follow Me.
So, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to introduce to you Lakonda Davies, Follow Me. And believe me, once I first heard it, I was in line. Here we go. Okay, hold on one sec. Of course, I played it and everything else, had it all set up. Hold on, let me get it straight. One second. Of course, if things can go wrong, they generally do. Let me just fix this real quick. Okay, there it goes. All right, so we're good to go. Here we go. Hold on one second. What? Okay, now. This is never fails, right? Hold on, let me refresh this real quickly. And man, see, it was all perfect. Let me tell you, I was listening to it. I was all ready to go. And boom. And those that listen to Tando Radio Show, they know this is not the first time. This happens a lot to us. But it's all good. This is all good. So let me just... Okay, what did I do wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Lakanya Davies. Now you can see the talent that this sister has, and it's amazing. And this sister is one in which wants to share it all with you all. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. I don't know about you, but that was like that old school soul, that just soul music, that spiritual music that our parents used to play on Saturday mornings and making us doing our chores and getting us out on our directions. I know y'all feel this. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Lakanya, you want to take a couple of calls? Because there's a couple of people that have already called. You're up for a couple of calls?
I'm cool with that.
Okay, cool. And let me tell y'all, she is so approachable, so cool, so humble. So just shoot. So we're going to go ahead. We had a couple of people that were waiting. So we're going to go to them right now. Let's go to my man, L.A., out of L.A. Ramon, out of Colorado. L.A. Ramon, you're there. Then we got to go to my man, Thomas, in NYC. So we're going to go to there after that. So we're going to go to L.A. Ramon first. Go ahead, L.A. Ramon.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? Hey, what's up, Dave?
What's up, brother? Man, how you feeling?
I'm good. I know we got a delay, so I'll take a second and let those things get through.
No, we hear you perfectly. No delay.
Thank you to the guest for coming on and sharing your music. What is her name again? I'm sorry, I was in and out. Why? But I caught the song.
Lakanya Davies. Lakanya Davies.
Okay.
You could call her LC. I do, too.
Okay. Lakanya, you got beautiful music. I personally, you know, just listening over the phone, I think people on here who probably know music well understand the difference between trying to hear music over the phone. But I can hear your professionalism. I do understand. I hear the talent. It is very, very raw. like, you know, it's very uncut and it's very, very good. One thing I do appreciate about your music in a time like this is that when we're young, as I think I hear you say you are, is this is a good time for us to be producing music that cuts through. I mean, you don't sound like the norm.
Right.
I appreciate that. I'm one of those people who particularly don't like making songs repetitive recipes. I think you know what I mean when I say that. You find a formula and all you can do is make 5,000 songs that sound alike. So I appreciate the originality.
Thank you.
Another thing I appreciate, I'm sorry for cutting you.
No, you're
another
good.
Another thing I appreciate about you is you didn't pick up a title. That's very important to me. I myself started out in music. Obviously, the years I started, we chose to call ourselves rappers. But music, you did the best thing I felt that music should have been done to in the first place. Take the label off of it. Let you just do your thing.
And talk, Ramon. Talk, Ramon.
It just kind of crosses all boundaries at that point. You don't have to worry about, I'm being stuck in the best new rapper. You may not even feel a rapper, but a rhyme might have just came out your mouth that day. You see what I'm saying? So you may not have called yourself a rapper. Somebody else did. I appreciate that says a lot about who you are.
Thank you.
I did want to ask you, how did you feel about the honors, them picking your movie up for the soundtrack and then, you know, nominating you? How did you feel about that?
You know, let me tell you, I felt like, you know what, it gave me confirmation that I knew I belonged, that I knew that I was, like I said, I was good enough to be, you know, to be bigger than what, you know, where I am at this point in my career. And when that happened, I was just like, you know, because let me tell you, let me start here. I've had so many disappointments in the music industry, like we all of us have gone through a lot of disappointments, or like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So that I wasn't like jumping out of my seat screaming and like, oh my God. I was just like, yeah, I know. I know they know. I'm coming. And so I was happy because I was like, I knew it. I knew I was good enough for this. I was happy. It gave me confirmation like, yeah, here I come. And so that's kind of how I felt. I was like,
on your terms.
Yes, yes. And then I did it. And you know what? I was proud of myself because I did it myself. You know what I mean? Because I was like, this is my writing, my production. Nobody had control over it but me. And it's like, I didn't have to go through the third and the fourth and the fifth part. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it let me know that I can do this. I'm going on the right road. I'm doing it the right way.
So, I'm glad you didn't have to go through the trash to get to the palace.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I really appreciate. Go ahead, Ramon.
Well, go ahead, Dave. I can come in after you. Go ahead.
You know, I really appreciate how Ramon. Because Ramon knows the music industry, as you all can tell. And, you know, Ramon, I've heard a lot of Lakonda's music, and which you picked it up right away because you have the ear for it. Lakonda doesn't sound the same. Her tempo is different. Her pace is different every time. And she really can sing all forms of music, and that really displays her overall gifts and talent. And because, you know, she comes from a family of singers, and she, you know, so she has it honestly, and she's been engaging in this since she's 5 years old. So she's not new to singing. What's new is how they try to control the talents of those that were given to us as fortune, as great wealth, as prosperity, so that they'll walk away from our communities and do things the way what? As human resources, as the system was so designed for them to do. And you recognize that, Ramon, right from here, and you could tell, and I can't wait for you to hear some other stuff. Lakonda, real quickly, I just want to say this because how much time we got before the break. Let me just tell everyone, this is one of the things that we should be doing. We should be hiring Lakonda directly for weddings for if you're having family reunions, and believe me, they will love you for doing that. They were like, "What? Who did you bring here?" Because I'm gonna tell you, you want to do that now and develop. And one of the things about Lakonda, she's so approachable. She won't forget you. She won't ever forget you. And you know, we need to buy her music because she decided not to cut a deal with the music industry the same way Scotty decided not to do things the way that the system would decide to do. And every single listener here, you decided not to engage in the status quo that is keeping us from prosperity. So we need to have collective prudence and engage one another that way. We should be buying her music. Please support this sister. We're going to tell you how. You have weddings, you have family reunions, you have birthdays. Hire Lakonda. You will. It will be one of the best things that you can do, especially for our young people. And if you're going to, if you have engagements for, you know, bachelor parties or whatever parties you want to do, you know, Lakonda can bring all forms of her what's in her vault. And believe me, it's phenomenal, the music that she has. So, hey, Lakonda, real quick, I want to go to one other caller that's there. And then we're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to hear a little bit more, and we're going to talk about you and your music and your vision. What's your vision? Where are you taking us? And what is it that we can help you with? We got another caller out of NYC, my man, Thomas. I believe this is Thomas. Yes, Thomas. Thomas, you there?
Yes, sir. Peace, Dean.
Peace, my brother. What's your question or comment for Lakonda Davies?
Yes, I want to say thank you all for playing that music, man. It gave me goosebumps. I like my soulful R&B to sound like R&B and not like pop like everyone else. It's like they're trying to sound like pop. I have four questions, right, but I want to get to at least my two most important, because I know Tom is of the LSU.
No, you're good, man. Thomas, you good. Take out your four questions. You're good. If we got to go into the commercial break, that's cool. So we got 7 minutes before the commercial break, so you can kind of do that.
I'll
go ahead,
brother.
No. Don't rush, Thomas. You got time. Go ahead.
The low frequency at 528 megahertz. I want to know, is music being recorded at that frequency, or do you record your music at that frequency?
Wait, hold on. Lakonda, hold on. Let me just tell y'all something real quick. I had a meeting with Lakonda, and this very conversation came up. Isn't this funny how this works? It's no coincidence that Thomas asked that at all. We just want to give you confirmation. We were just talking about this at our meeting. So go ahead, Lakonda. Go ahead and answer Thomas.
So you're asking me what frequency did I record my music at?
Yeah, do you do your recording at 128 and just the overall frequencies of music and how you can use them and intertwine them for different purposes?
Well, what I do, I record at 24-bit and 48 hertz. 128. Yeah, you're right. 128 and 24-bit recording. If that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was only asking because I know the frequency of love is 528 megahertz, and I heard that music
right.
It used to be recorded at that frequency, but now they've lowered it to something that is not going to bring out a love essence from listening to the music. That's why it's so much
violent.
I don't change.
You know what? 24 bits, what is it? 24, I'm trying to remember. I think you might 528. I haven't changed. I use Pro Tools. I use Logic to record. And whatever the standard was before, I have not changed the standard because I get a better quality of the music. I don't know what the quality is, and I don't care about the quality. Just like when they keep changing all these softwares and updates, I don't update. I don't change what's good already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
can I say this? Try to help out a little bit. This is Ramon.
Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
if Thomas is asking what sampling rate, that's what she's giving out, the sampling rate, 24-bit, 196 kilohertz. That's the recording speed rate. It has nothing to do with what you guys are talking about. You guys are talking about home frequency perception within the music and what she's EQ, for lack of a better term, it's what is she EQing it down to in the final, to, you know, is what Thomas is really asking. What frequencies are she capturing? Exactly. I'll meet Milan again.
Thanks, Ramon.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Thanks, Ramon.
And you know what, Thomas? I'll tell you this. I don't know what frequency I'm at. I don't. I record and I just mix. When I'm mixing it down, I do a mix to where it's my ears, it's comfortable with my ears. You know what I mean? Just like I play music by ear, I just use my basic instincts. Now, if there's something you heard that I'm not doing, please tell me.
No. Thomas,
always right.
right, Thomas. You know what? And it was another thing that Lakonda we talked about is follow your instincts, your basic instincts. No, not at all, Lakonda. It's like Thomas said, your music gave goosebumps. Man, I've been listening to Follow Me since the very beginning. See, now Ramon is an engineer, and this is one thing about our listeners. Our listeners are very, very sophisticated. They know what they're talking about. They know they know their professions, and they're very, very wise to what's they know what's up. And so
that's what I'm open to. I'm like, teach me. If I do something wrong, tell me, because I'm open.
No. We're gonna get you in contact. We're gonna do some things with LA Ramon as well. But what's so great about it is that, like Thomas said, it gave me goosebumps. That was just real music, and this is just the beginning. We have a whole lot more. So what Thomas was saying was for us as the listeners, why is this resonating so well with me? Ramon knows how to do that, and you just bring the instinct. One of the things about some of the greatest geniuses is that they'll tell you, I don't know. I just do my instinct. I just follow my instincts. I just do me. I just do, you know, that's what I, because they're busy creating. They're not busy, you know, trying to write the dictionary. There are other people that write the overall laws in the dictionary to try to control Lakonda's and those that create talents. Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
Well, what you're saying is what I asked her earlier. She's not a template-based artist. She just she hears something in her head. She goes after. She's not looking to tweak buttons and knobs right away. She's looking for the harmonic and rhythmic feel first. You know, that's what's driving her creation. Same way I write music. When you start getting technical, it can blur everything. It can take you out of your creative spell and put you into a technical. You know, now all of a sudden you have to become a producer or engineer because you're not even trying to learn that stuff yet. You've taken in a one-stop shop, as she says.
And you sound like everybody else.
She's a lead singer, a backup singer. I mean, she's got to learn a lot of things and learn how to manipulate these things over time, and it will come. However, what she's doing is really raw, which to me is the best way, because the minute you start trying to learn, you know, frequency thresholds and all of that, it's not saying you shouldn't learn it, but if you're goal isn't to be an engineer, I wouldn't interrupt what you're doing first to become an engineer, you know, not just if that ain't what you're really striving for. But I think
so too.
I think what you got going on, like I said, I don't even have to hear, I mean, just hearing it over the phone, I can get a real good understanding of what it would sound like in my own system.
Well, hold on, everyone. We got to get ready. No, go ahead, Lakonda. Finish that. We got to get ready to go to commercial break. But go ahead.
No, I was saying that I know it would be amazing with someone who knows how to do that. Because I'm just using instinct and just using my ears. So I know it could be better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So hold on, everyone. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and we'll come back. We'll come back to you, Thomas. And you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with our special guest, Lakonda Davies, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. After we come back out of the break, we'll go to Thomas. Then we have my man Roz is in queue. And then I know Brother Davis wants to get in, and we'll get definitely back in to Lakonda Davies and her music and who she really is. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And we have a special guest for us today, for you all today. That is the recording artist, Lakonda Davies, a phenomenal, phenomenal spirit. I'm telling you, you can hear it. This butterfly and this hummingbird really, really does, you know, bring about the peace and tranquility that we all need in her music and her talent. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. We have my man Thomas out of NYC that was asked one question. He has three other questions that he wants to ask Lakonda. Lakonda, you ready for Thomas's question?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And then we're going to go to my man Roz, who is in queue as well, too. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm glad L.A. Ramon chimed in because he said he was an engineer, and I heard the caller, the guest, he was an engineer as well. And I was watching, and this is why I'm asking the question, I was watching a YouTube video, and they had one of these young hip-hop producers, Metro Boomin. He was, like, making a beat. And it took him, like, 7-8 minutes, and, I mean, there was no instrument being played. It was just all engineering with the software. So I just want to know, because I always watch television, and you see the rappers or the singers in the studio, and everyone's black but the engineer. Is this software going to eliminate the white engineer in our music?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I'll say this. I've been among the best producers in the industry. I've been, like, Grammy-nominated, Grammy award-winning producer. Let me tell you something. They look at me, and they're like, "You're like us." But I'm like, the difference, I laugh back, and I'm like, yeah, I said, but the difference between me and y'all use, like, them loops. I don't use loops. I actually play my keyboard. Them bass lines I play are me playing the bass line from the keyboard, and sometimes I'll pick up my acoustic guitar and record my acoustic guitar. But you know what? They are taking on these I don't know what you call, what to call them, but the Fruity Loops that they're using, these loops, and that's why everybody's stuff is sounding the same. They're taking over, but you know what? I'm gonna break a trend. I'm trying to break the trend. I'm trying to bring it back, because I'm like, it's not real music to me.
Right.
But they're taking over for the time being. But you know, it's gonna be a few of us that's gonna bring it back.
And you know, we're so phenomenal. Lakonda, can you read music?
I cannot read music. I cannot.
You see that this sister is phenomenal. Michael couldn't. Some of the best can't. And this is phenomenal. She just, and are you self-taught on all of the instruments that you play?
Yes.
How did you take So you just hear it and just know.
I know.
And just
I just
wow.
I can play, like, I can pick up the, if I want to play two hands on the keyboard and play some play jazz, I can do it. I don't know how I'm able to do it. I just know. It's just, my spirit just leads me to the keyboard and says, play these chords, and I just start playing. Bass lines, I know where they fit. I know where they move. I just have an instinct for it. I just know. I know what instruments work with other instruments and what makes it sound. Yeah, I just know.
Wow, phenomenal. So go ahead, Thomas. You had some other questions for LaKanya?
And Thomas, I don't know if did I answer your question? Did I answer your question right?
Yes, you gave me even a better answer than what I was looking for, because I love that you use the real instruments. You know, I find that the music is sounding alike, and Fruity Loops is artificial intelligence as well. So it kind of steers it so that it does sound all alike. I'm gonna break this down just to one more question. Excuse me. I look at your picture; you're very beautiful, and I just wanted to know, was the industry trying to make you more of dress a certain type of way or look a certain type of way in order for them to promote you? I hear that a lot in our female artists. They're told that they have to look a lot more provocative in order to sell records or for the record label, or since you're independent, you know, someone telling you, a manager or something, saying, hey, put this on because this will sell more or bring more attention to you. And that'll be my last question. The other one, it was kind of answered. And thank you.
Okay.
Smoked it, Thomas.
As far as you're saying, is the industry trying to make me, trying to turn me into like a more provocative person to be, you know, is that what you're asking me?
Thomas? Yeah, Thomas was just, I think he muted his line. What he was just saying is the industry is trying to always create you in the image that they want you to represent their agenda instead of, you know, you being who you are. So they're trying to recreate you and say, hey, we'll promote you. We'll move you forward. We'll give you this deal. And now since we do that, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to wear this. You need to sing this song. You need to perform this. And this is what we're only going to be playing. So this is the music that you'll be writing. So they're infringing on your overall talents to get what they want from out of you, instead of you being a true artist, bringing what it is that you do naturally.
Well, I'll say this, Thomas. I'll say this. I know how the industry is, and whenever you're wanting to get anything done and to really get anything done, you have to know what you're facing. You have to know exactly what the rules are. You know what I mean? And because I know the rules of the industry, I know that in order for me to be heard, I have to, you know, kind of compromise a little bit, not a lot, but I have to know. And then I'll say this too. I know the industry, but I know me. I am very confident in myself. I'm very confident in myself. I love the way I look, and I dress based on how I dress based on how I feel. It's not because of the industry. I dress sexy because I like being sexy. So that's gonna, them saying, oh, you gotta wear this, I'm like, okay, do you want me to take this off? Not like that, but just like, let's tear a rip in my jeans and let's put a rip here. And I like being that way. So I'm an artist, knowing that I have to follow some of the rules, but not to where I'm not comfortable. You know what I mean? So it's going to be, they can't change me. They can't change what I am. I'm going to do exactly what I am, and I kind of fit because I'm just this. I love being sexy, so it doesn't bother me because I'm like, I'm cool. So I don't know. For other women, the women that it maybe do gospel or something, maybe I don't see them saying, oh no, I can't do that. I can see that happening. But with me, because I do so many genres of music, when I get on stage, I have to make sure that when I go to this song right here, I need to make sure that my outfit kind of fits the whole picture. You know what I mean? If I'm going to do this provocative song, this sexy song, I know that same look has to fit that right there. You know what I mean? Because I want to connect with my audience. I don't want to go in there with some baggy pants on and a tank top, and then I'm singing this love song, they're looking at me like, okay, this doesn't fit, and it's kind of confused. I don't want to confuse the, I don't want to confuse the, you know, the perception, or, you know what I mean? So I kind of just, I have to know the rules. I have to know the rules of what I'm doing with my music to bring my audience, to completely bring my audience into me, you know, just kind of engage with them. I don't know. I hope I answered that correctly. I hope.
No, you definitely did. Now, listen, I want to play another song of yours before we go to Brother Roz. Is that okay, Lakonda?
Yes, but you know what, Thomas? I want to make sure Thomas didn't have anything, because I like his questions. I just want to make sure I answered that correctly for him.
You did a very good job, and I totally understand your answer, and I agree with you.
Okay, that's good.
Man, okay. I appreciate y'all. This is our people at not at our best, but at our normal. This is how we normally function, and it's so beautiful, and it's so re-encouraging of, you know, it reinvigorates our overall capability. So now what I want to do real quick, let me go to Roz, because I don't want to keep Roz waiting in queue. We're going to go to my man Roz. Roz, what's going on? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. You're on with our special guest, Lakonda Davies. What is your question or comment, my good brother?
Peace and love to you, Brother Dave, to you, Sister Lakonda Davies, Thomas, and Ramon. Wow, I would just like to say thank you. Finally, I'm hearing some real singing. Me, myself, I come from the last era of hip-hop, so this is before the internet was created. We had to go through the bottleneck of the industry. That was the only way in or out. And I think the beauty of today's day and age is that you don't have to actually deal with the industry directly in that capacity anymore, if you so choose. That's the beauty of what I'm hearing from you. My wife herself is also a singer. She's classically trained, and she has shown me quite a bit about just the technicalities of singing. And, man, from the moment I heard your track, like Thomas said, you know, I got the chills myself. You sound like you come from the era, and I think it was Paul Mooney that said it, just get up and sing. Like, you could just stand there, no mic, no enhancement of any type, and just blow.
Yes.
And we are so far removed from that era, so it's so refreshing to hear someone who's in touch with the earth on that level, because that sonic resonance is powerful. Even when you were playing, I'm a producer of hip hop, and I'm able to pick out samples very well. People used to trip out about that in the studio. I would be able to tell them what was played live versus what was sampled, and it was refreshing to hear you play your own music. It's just beautiful, and please don't ever change that. How many instruments do you play?
I only play the keyboard and the acoustic guitar.
Wow, those are great instruments.
But this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Anything I put in my hand, I'll learn how to play it. I can play anything. It's just give it to me, and I'll figure it out, and I'll just play it. I won't know how to read the music, or don't show me. Just show me how to hold it, and that's it. Like, mm-hmm. I'll figure the rest of it out. So a bass, I can pick up a bass. I've played the bass before, and I'm like, I don't need any training. I just know. I just hear it, and I just know what to do.
Wow, it's interesting. You're truly a prodigy, like Dave said. There's not many people who can pick up an instrument not having ever touched it and be able to actually play it and play it well. There's very few people alive that can do that. So that is a very special gift that you have. Especially not to actually be trained on an instrument, but to be self-taught. That reminds me of Peter Tosh. Peter Tosh made his own guitar from garbage scraps at the age of 6. And taught himself how to play, and he was the one that taught Bob Marley. So that is the power of a prodigy. You there's so much you can do that other people would not be able to even understand, let alone try. And that is just powerful. And like I said, your sonic resonance just touched me deeply. I can't wait to hear more material from you, because I think it's really phenomenal. I have to second Dave, because my wife used to sing at weddings and all of that stuff. The best way to facilitate your growth is to hire you for different events and things of that nature, so you can remain independent. That way you don't have to even think about dealing with the industry unless it's under a capacity with which you can set the tone of how that relationship works. So I remember Tupac's mother used to always say, every artist especially when you're signed to a label, is signing up for exploitation. The contract lets you know the level that to which you're going to be exploited. You can avoid a lot of that by remaining independent and you basically pushing your own talent rather than having someone else take the lion's share from your creativity. This is something, like Dave said, you are giving birth to, and you should be getting the lion's share of what comes from that, especially as a person who produces as well as writes, because artists who can produce are much more valuable because they can create their own music. You can keep everything in-house. You write as well, and you also sing. So you have everything wrapped up in one beautiful package. And I have to second Thomas, you are a beautiful young sister. And I look forward to hearing more from you and supporting what you're doing. I'm going to mute my line and prepare to get my ears ready to hear the next selection. And thank you for being on the show. I look forward to hearing more from you. And peace and love to you.
Thank you. Peace and love to you also.
And, you know, Lakonda, let me give you a little thing about Raj. Raj, his son, is a phenomenal old school, you know, message rapper. He's not a throwback. He's a push forward, because we need to push what we were doing that was for our community, was for our demographic to speak to us where we are. No longer it's not hip-hop has lost his overall connection, because hip-hop never had a root in our community. What happened was that we had brothers and sisters that was actually engaging in one another to do what? To transform, to de-escalate fights and everything else, and was really about our survival. That's what is missing in today's world. These artists are fed. Very few of them are hungry from the streets that we all know continually to plague us from the overall subjugation and enslavement that we continue to fight with daily. So now, what I want to do, And his son has some beautiful, beautiful music. I'm going to let you hear some of it, Lakonda, and Raj as well. We got to do this. It's all collective prudence when I see you again. Yeah. What I want to do now, Lakonda, if you don't mind, I want to, you know, there's another song. There's a couple of songs I want to play. I want to get in. We got another caller out of Atlanta. We're going to go to that. The people out of Atlanta, some good people there. I want to go to I'm Ready. Is that okay? Can we do that one?
Yeah, we can do
Catania,
that.
Catania, with Don Diego, what you did with Don Diego. Okay, now, give us the background with this one and give us the overall birthing process of this one.
Okay, you asked for it. So, this song came from, I'm just going to be real with you. Okay. I was sitting at home one day, and somebody came over that I was, you know, I really liked. I was really attracted to. And he, you know, I didn't want to tell him that I, you know, like, look, you know, just approach me. I didn't want to tell him that. I just wanted him to know this. And so after that night, he left. The next day, I wrote this song. And so I sent it to him. I was like, look, I wrote this song. And he's like, why did you write it? I said, because of you. And so anyway, so I did this music. I sat up that night, and I was just like, and it's like when I start doing these songs, it's like whatever I'm feeling, I can play it. I can play my feelings on the keyboard. And once I played the right chord that struck that what I was feeling at that moment, I started playing it. And then the bass line, it was another feeling, and then another feeling, and the words started coming to me in the midst of me coming up with these chords. And I wrote this song. And after I wrote it, I was like, of course, I didn't know I wrote it. I was like, wow, this is what I did. And so, and I called Don. I was like, Don, get on this song. I said, come over to the studio and play on this song for me. And he was like, what do you want me to play? I said, let's just listen to it for a few times. And I said, I'm going to tell you what I need you to do. And so he got it, and we recorded it, and you guys are about to hear what I did.
I'm Ready by Lakonda Davies featuring Don Diego. And this was a Grammy nominee. Here we go.
love you all night. So I'll get a little closer, baby, so you can see that it's okay to make love to me.
I'm ready from LaTanya Davies, yes, featuring Don Diego. And tell us more about that. That was one of the songs, LaTanya, that made it to the Grammys, correct?
Yes, that was in the traditional R&B part of it, yes. And that category was, yeah, traditional R&B.
Wow, as you all can hear, the range that this sister has is phenomenal. So listen, LaTanya, we got a caller that's in queue. I don't like to keep our callers waiting. So we're going to go to ATL. You ready for our caller out of ATL, LaTanya?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go. ATL, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and what is your question or comment for our special guest, Miss Davies, the great recording artist that she is?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Sister Takanda Davies. How are you? This is Jada from Atlanta.
Jada, what's happening?
Man, that much just being so busy, it's ridiculous. Just, you know, just trying to stay busy and organized. You already know the drill. Ooh, kids keep
you
busy.
Yes, they do.
It was so funny because I didn't plan on calling. Hey, Miss Davies, how are you, honey? I really didn't plan on calling in the show today. I just always usually listen unless something really lays on my heart. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes God will lay something on your heart in order for you to speak a word. And I'm like, right. Oh, God, I really don't want to say nothing. And he was like, girl, go ahead. I said, okay. So... This
you
is
home.
What it
you
is,
home,
Davies. I already know, brother Dave. This is our show.
Nah, you know, you never, ever, ever. But go ahead, Jada.
Oh man, as I was listening to her music, I started to hear, and I said, "Okay, great creator, what do you want me to tell her?" He said, first of all, he is the creator has given you the gift of music. And the reason why he's giving you the gift of music is to shift atmosphere. Okay?
Yes.
He said he is the creator. I had to write it down because he was just kept going. The creator had to teach you so you can be used by his energy, so no one will be able to say that they have made you but him.
Yes.
And the great creator had set you aside because when you are at the feet of the world, it captures and controls the soul. And he says your freedom is important, and the great creator also has you in a place of protection so you can move freely without restraint according to the world. And he said telling you who, what, where, why, and how, so when you open your school of music, people will be able to go into the field, you showing them and teaching them without their soul being captured and enslaved to a system that does not want to love and respect the gift of music, but taint it and hold it, hold it personally or hold it captive. And it says, in a position of always being a slave. And then it said, sister, free your people, teach them, show them. And the freedom is a frequency. And that's what
wow. You have no idea, David. You have no idea. That right there, you have no idea. It's like you've been sitting around my whole life watching. Because I know that. And you've given me confirmation that thank you so much for that. Because I know.
Wow, praise him. Yes. And as you were talking, I actually saw you, and he was giving you musical notes in your soul, in your spirit. You hear it, but then it kind of stirs you up inwardly. That's him stirring you up. And the great part about it is you will always be free. And that is the key to still being in the world but not being of it. And that is so phenomenal.
Wow.
That is like golden. What you have is a key. And a lot of people need the key that you have so they can be able to open up the doors in their life that have been closed and or have been tainted. I hear you. And he also said that not only being able to shift the atmosphere, but shifting demonic deposits that have been put in the soul and being able to break those bonds. See, music is not only a frequency, but it's also a voice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that voice is so important to people who need to be set free, who are in bondage. And when they listen to the world's music, it gives them a false sense of freedom instead of really truly being free according to God's frequency. And that's what you ride on. And what you'll be able to do is break the adversary's frequency, because once it comes into contact with you, it starts to become static into the atmosphere. And it has to bow down to the great creator's frequency. And that's what you're here to do. And that's all.
Yes, that's a lot to say. That's a lot to say. Oh, my God. That, look, I had this cut, Dave. We had this conversation the other day.
I'm not saying a word, because Jada said everything. I'm surprised that Lakonda is not crying right now. Let me tell you why. Wait, check this out. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. I met with Lakonda this weekend. And we were talking, and she was talking about what she wants to do. And then on the radio show on Thursday, she was talking about what she wanted to do and who. And it was like Jada was there. It was a private conversation that she and I had. And it was like Jada was there, because the great creator is omnipresent, is omnipotent. And
like
that
there,
overall
like there,
frequency. Go ahead, Lakonda. I'm gonna just say this, Jada. Jada.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You never ever doubt.
He was in that room. Yes.
You never ever doubt. You move forward because it's so necessary for you to do it. Lakonda and I are a confirmation to you that, yes, the great creator uses your talent and your frequency to heal a nation. It was and the great creator was there when Lakonda and I was meeting, and there was a frequency that was dispatched to you, and you gave it to everyone else. This is the exact conversation that Lakonda and I were having on Saturday at 2:45.
Glory, glory, glory.
I'm like listening to her like, oh my God, I'm over here like, it's not a chill that I have. It's like my frequencies are high. I don't know. I was like,
wow.
I was charged.
Oh, man. I'm humbled. Thank you.
Yes, you said what you said. You're saying exactly what I said in your own words, but we're using the same words. I know. You're exactly right. I know my calling. I know what I'm supposed to do with this, and I know that I'm gonna. Me being able to do what I'm doing is me using my basic instinct. That's what we talked about. That's what people are not using anymore. They're not using basic. And before GPS, before math, before all this stuff, all we had was an instinct. And we have to get our people back to the instinct. You know what I mean? We have to
teach them
your discernment is your instinct. You know what I mean? And that's what we were talking about.
Exactly.
I was like, I said my music and my voice, and look, my beauty, that everything about me is a luring effect. Let me lure you in. Let me capture you. Let me capture you like the world wants to capture you, and then I'm going to get your mind, and I'm going to help you change. I'm going to help you understand, like, look, this is what it is. Because my job is to get you to the other side. Because we live in a hell. This is hell. Everything that could possibly happen to you in hell is happening right now. We are in hell. And my job is to bring these people in and say, look, there is a better place. Let me help you get there so you do not come back here. Let me get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come back. Let me teach you how to teach your family. What was that, Jada?
And all I keep hearing, Sister Davies, is the freedom bells are ringing. Freedom bells are ringing. And that's across the board. When the great creator's people really start to line up and are able to hear in his dimension, you know, we'll be able to do the unthinkable. We'll be able to create. We'll be able to speak. We'll be able to build spiritually, and it'll manifest naturally. And it's going to be so awesome when people begin to see it first, hear it second, and then do it. And they have
and
to
live it forever.
And look, come on, talk. Because
and live it forever. Listen. Hold on, listen up, sisters. Hold on. We're not going to go to a commercial break. We're going to go through this commercial break because it's just too important. I knew this was, the sister, you all are Lakonda Davies, and Lakonda Davies is you. There is no difference. She pays attention and she works on her craft. She has made sacrifices. She has said no to contracts. She has said no to making a deal with the devil. Every deal you make with the devil, you lose your soul. She has said no to the overall, to the world saying, I'll give you the world. And what does she say? Everything I speak is what I need to really resonate with, because I speak creation of life, prosperity. And she said no. And this is an opportunity for her. And one of the things that's important to Lakonda is our young people. And Jada, you spoke about it, because Lakonda said she wants to put a performing arts, a academy of music for people, so that she can get them in there. She'll know she'll be able to capture them and release their talent. This is what she is about in her foundation.
But Dave, when she said that, did she, Jada, did you know that?
Oh, no, the great creator told me.
No?
He showed
me. No, she didn't know that.
I haven't spoken to Dave in forever, but the great creator, like Dave said, is omnipresent. One thing about me, I have a very strong discernment, and I have the gift of vision and the gift of hearing. I could hear what is in the heavens. So whatever he speaks to me, I have to write it down quickly because then I forget. So when he started to speak to me and I said, okay, Most High God, that's what I call him, or the Great I Am, I said, hey, if it's for her, you'll let me be able to get through this call because I kept trying to call and get through. And then I said, okay, it was meant for me. So then my husband comes home and he's like, I said, I'm on the call. And I said, I can't get through. So he pressed the button, and then that's when Brother Dave had kicked in. And I'm just seeing so much for the great creator's people right now that people don't understand that the world is going to be the world, but the great creator is going to be the great creator, and he has so much in store for his people who line up with him. You line up.
Yeah.
Dave lines up. Scotty lines up. You know, Brother Roz, and there are so many other people who are actually riding his ways and line up with his will that you can't do nothing but win. So regardless of what comes our way, when we tap into his frequency, now I promise you this might sound a little strange, we have the ability to allow his angels to come down and protect us. We don't have to go through what other people go through, and it's just so amazing when you're able to come on, woman of God. It's just so awesome.
Yes, and you're absolutely and I know. Oh my gosh, I'm so.
You know what? We're gonna have Lakonda back because this is. I'm gonna proclaim Lakonda as our person that we share music with. This is our representative of how we do things. She represents who we are because of her decisions and her sacrifices and her discipline. See, one of the things to becoming wealthy, you have to first learn how to save. She saved her talent. She didn't squander it. And because she captured and made sure it was hers, there was no way that she would become a human resource. She would be a trumpet for the great I Am. That great I Am is you. We got Brother Davis is there, but what we do want to do, I want to do this real quickly. Scotty is there. We're going to go to Scotty, then I'm going to play a song, another song from Lakonda, then we're going to go to Brother Davis, and then we'll you know, go from there. But I just want to thank you all real quickly. Go ahead, Scotty.
Actually, I was unmuting myself for the break.
Okay. Hey, Scotty, can we not go to the break? Can we go through the break? Or we got to go to the break?
Sure, you can skip it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Scotty. So we're going to skip the break. Listen, I want to play this other song. Then we're going to go to Brother Davis. But you know what? Brother Davis. Oh, don't worry. We're going to get everybody. Listen, you're going to know these individuals because they are going to be promoting your music, promoting your work, hiring you and getting to, you know, we don't need, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you're able to promote, that's a great, great thing. But there's nothing greater than the word of mouth. There's nothing greater than the word of mouth. And we're going to do that with you, and we're going to build from here. But let me go to Brother Davis real quick, then we're going to play another song from Lakonda Davies. Brother Davis, welcome to the show that we created for this very reason, to bring these type of individuals to the people so that they can know who they are and do so much more. Because as you always say, Brother Davis, you can do it, you can achieve it if you believe it. So, so true. So, Brother Davis, go ahead.
Hey, my brother. It's always good. And Sister Lakonda, actually, it's an honor to have you on Tando here.
Thank you.
Actually, you're the first artist that we have brought on the form you presented.
Oh, wow.
Two questions. One, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay, one, what is your comfort zone? I mean, are you more comfortable as a musician, or are you more comfortable as a singer, composer? Where do you find you're more at ease?
No, that's a good question. I'm comfortable with all of it. I have no because they all are one to me. Because without, I can do music, I can write, I can write a song to it, I can perform it. I love to be on the stage. I'm comfortable with the whole everything, everything. So I mean, there's not, you know what I mean? If that makes sense, I don't know where I'm not comfortable, because I don't know. I just, all of it is me. So I have no limits, like, you know.
And the reason why I asked is because I have also had some background in playing guitar, and I was more comfortable playing full note music. And then when I was turned on to fingerstyle and hammer-ons and pull-offs, it kind of expanded my bass. So that's why I was wondering, you know, when you're multi-talented and you're a musician and a singer, a lot of people don't realize the dexterity it requires for timing and playing simultaneously. And so I thought I'd just throw that out there. But listen, I tell you what, I'm enjoying your music, and I look forward to doing more so in the future. And once again, welcome to the Tando Show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, Dave, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a, after your interview with LaConda, then I'll go ahead and get a preview of tomorrow night show.
Okay, well, go ahead, Brother Davis, real quickly, go ahead, and then, because it's probably going to go up until the end of the show. So, Brother Davis, tell us about Wise Wednesdays tomorrow.
Okay, Wise Wednesday tomorrow is going to be about the psychological effect of false flag. And the reason being is because we are already on the emotional roller coaster and preparing our families for what is about to come. So, literally, it's going to play a role and how the news perceives all of this that is going on. For those of you who haven't picked up on this yet, this is more or less a false flag that's being presented in order to put fear back into a select group of people. And as time goes on, you're going to find out, and they're really trying to stimulate one group of people against another group of people, and simultaneously, they're letting down the Puerto Rican Americans that are really in great need in Puerto Rico. So tomorrow night's show, it's going to be an opportunity for not only for you to call in, but for you to get an in-depth perspective on the psychological effect of why these things are done to put you in a frame of mind to say, yes, okay, and submit. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Please come with your pencils and piece of paper. And Dave, once again, excellent show, brother. Peace.
Thank you, Brother Davis. I'm looking forward to Wise Wednesdays tomorrow. We're definitely going to be here for that. So what we're going to do with our special guest, we have LaConda Davies in studio. Well, not in studio, but here with us. And she is a recording artist, as you all now know. You've heard some of her music. What I want to do is I want to play another song from LaConda very quickly. Let me just... okay, let me grab this one real quickly. Hey, here we go. Yes. There's a, go ahead, Ramon.
When y'all done, can I chime in? There was something said, a couple of people said I wanted to actually try to get in on.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Go ahead real quick. Go ahead, Ramon, because we got time. I'll be able to get her music in, and then we'll get back. Go ahead, Ramon.
Okay, what Brother Davis asked her last about playing, or what role is she more comfortable in with music? I don't know how LaConda feels, but I know my experience with music, when I started trying to identify a position, let's say, you know, am I a laborer, am I a manager?
Right.
I found that those titles are all one in music. What you're really finding out later is that you're going to be more effective in one area than others. But if you look at the music industry, the music industry is full of former musicians, and whether they're in the producing, engineering, the publisher, these are all, for the most part, outside of the lawyers, most of these people are former musicians that run, they're former performers is what I'm trying to
say. Absolutely right, Ramon.
Right.
And so they're the ones who write and make the rules. We're actually the business itself. And something else I wanted to say, because Thomas had asked about, you know, image and things like that. The music industry doesn't make our image. They actually exploit the images we bring. That's what people don't understand. Music industry don't have a template that says you got to rap about hoes in this. You know, that's not the music industry. You bring it, and if they find out that it has a potential to capitalize
impact
on, they will set a template. After that, now everybody has to come in and either conform to that formula
or do even more. So then you start seeing the selling out process. That's when you start seeing less clothes, less substance, less lyricals. Something else I wanted to point out, I understand people's I'm the same person. Matter of fact, I was at the forefront of that whole automation industry when computers and software started communicating together. I was with a guy that helped design Digital Performer, which is the first virtual recording application. Me and the guy together helped Apple with some of those protocols and parameter settings. So one thing I'll say is it wasn't to take over any musician's place. What it was supposed to help the engineer who didn't have eight hands.
Right.
So the engineer found a way to say, okay, I can automate most of this stuff, you know, and just work by myself. But obviously, like anything else, like music, what happened was the samplers became an instrument, like yourself.
They
weaponized it. We made something of something. So I try to make sure people look at the full picture as opposed to pointing out the artificial. Yeah, what we're dealing with is a copy and paste group of musicians. They really aren't playing up, you know.
Man, Ramon. Hold on, Ramon, because I want to play some of her music. But Ramon, we definitely got to talk. I know Lakonda's going to want to talk to you, and I don't want to lose the place. But we're going to have to definitely, Ramon. You are exactly, you know, so critical to this whole thing, and I'm pretty sure Lakonda is going to want to talk to you, and then I'll make that connection because we need it. So what I want to do now is that, Lakonda, we're going to bring out another song because I want to, just for the interest of time, we got to play this stuff, and then we got to get your information out to everyone, how they can support you, where they can go to hire you, and go on this journey with you, become, you know, part of it all, and you definitely will be a part of all. No matter how big Lakonda gets, you're much greater than it all for her. And the overall family is you. So, Lakonda, I want to play Make It Rain.
And, you want to play that one next?
Or do you want to go, instead of that one, you want to go to, I got it. Let Yourself Go.
Rain.
How about that one?
Oh, yeah. That's
which one?
I like Let Yourself Go. Let Yourself Go. Let's do that one. You want me to introduce?
I think it was Rain Pain. I made a mistake. Wait a minute.
Rain Pain is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Rain Pain is one of your favorites. So I'm gonna bring that one up last. So let's can we go to Let Yourself Go?
Let's go to Let Yourself Go.
Okay, tell everyone about Let Yourself Go real quick so we can get into it.
Yeah, Let Yourself Go is a song, once again, I write, y'all know who I am just through my music, but Let Yourself Go is you finding something you've always wanted, and then you get it, and then you don't know what to do with it. And this is, it's about love. Okay, so there you go.
Here we go. All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. That's Let Yourself Go by LaKanya Davies. LaKanya.
Let Yourself Go. Yes.
Man. It's, you know, now everyone has got a little taste of your talents and your capabilities. My man Roz texted me and said, oh my gosh, she is incredible. And Roz knows. And I know, as L.A. was saying, he knows. He doesn't have – L.A. knew right away. L.A. Ramon knew right away when he heard it because he's been around. He knows the industry and everything else. And so – but let's talk quickly before we get out of here, how they can – how our listening audience could get in contact with you, purchase your music to promote you, to keep you going, and to – to get you to in that space where sovereignty matters. Because when we, one of the things that I always say in the show is before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. You gave us a fortune. Now it's time for us to give one away in furthering your overall career, your overall talents, because your overall career is focusing on nurturing those that we have yet not named. And that's so important. And let me tell y'all something. LaKanya has all kinds of music. As she said, she's not genre specific. And her underground, which you would not play around the kids, and that underground stuff is a headbanger. Then when she brings in her flow, she kills it. I mean, she absolutely, and it's easy for me to say because I heard it, but you all need to hear it for yourself, and you're going to be, oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all. She played one song for me. It pushed me out the car. I fell out the car. I had to get out the car. It was like, no. I don't want to hear no more. You playing too much. It was one of those where you're like, oh my goodness. So this young lady is our future. She is who we are, and we need to support her. And we only have 5 minutes left in the show. So LaKanya, let's focus on what your availability is. I mean, they need to be hiring you for weddings, for bachelor parties, right. Bachelorette parties. Yes. For those ladies that y'all do your bachelorette parties, which y'all should be doing, this is who you want there. And believe me, it's going to be – they're going to be talking about that forever. If you're going to do birthday parties, family reunions, just events, if you have a event with a lot of people from anything, she can do all social events. She can sing everything. She's a pure artist. And this is what you want to do, is that you'll have an opportunity to say, I know her. Right. The big difference. Big, big difference. So, yeah. LaKanya, where can we find you? Where can we find your music?
You can find my music on iTunes and Amazon. You'll see the single, I'm Ready, there. There's a few more there also. I believe it's There Is No Way and So In Love With You. So you can find me on Amazon and iTunes. You definitely can find me there. My Facebook, you can come to LaKanya Davies on Facebook, or LaKanya Music, my fan page, my Instagram, LaKanya Davies. Just look for LaKanya Davies. Everywhere you go, just LaKanya Davies. Just Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, that's where you can find, just put my name in there and you'll find me.
Yes, let me spell her name for you all. It's L-A capital C-O-N-D-A Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S. I call her, yes. L-C, or I'll call her L-C-D, because that's her initials for me. And if you need to find out more, you didn't catch all of that, text me. I'll send you the promotional for LaKanya, or I'll get it from LaKanya where you can go and purchase it. She has a whole vault full of music that you should be listening to and resonating with, because it will, I tell you, her music speaks to you. And for sisters, we haven't played the stuff for you. The anthems for you, woo! We haven't played those for you. But we're going to have LaKanya back. LaKanya, before we get out of here really quickly, I just want to say, sister, thank you so much for being who you are. I love you. We support you. I support you. And we're going to be on this journey together. And I just thank you for who you are and what it is that your vision is that we can build collectively, because collective prudence is more important than a dollar investment, because that's temporary and losing value. You are only getting stronger and stronger and stronger. for dimensional travel. So much love, much respect. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We're not going to, Brother Braggs, we're not going to chime out. We're on this one, I'm going to play one of LaKanya's songs as we go out. Nope, we're going to have to, because we're going to miss it, because we got the other show coming on. So we're going to go. LaKanya, we'll have you back. I appreciate you, and talk to you soon. All right, everyone, talk to you soon. Peace and love.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.